Belichtung.
Belichtung.
riches, no dams, no money, no banks, no time and no breath. No bridges, no dams, no money, no banks, no time and no breath.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. UFOs. I was too busy to be concerned about them at the time because I was trying to unify the Army, Navy, and Air Force into a single Canadian Defense Force. And that itself was a kind of battle to the finish. So this was not high on my agenda. But about 10 years ago, I started getting interested due to a young man from Ottawa sending me material on the subject. I told him I was too busy to read it, but he had confidence that someday I would. It took me a while to get around to reading it, but I took it for my summer reading in 2005 and was really impressed with what was contained in it. And what I thought to myself is there are huge issues here, huge issues. And the American people and the people of the world have a right to know what's going on. Because they're part of it. It's not just an isolated thing. I accept the invitation of Victor Vigiani, who is over here somewhere, and his cohort, Mike Bird, to speak to a symposium at the University of Toronto. And I said, UFOs are as real as the airplanes flying overhead. That gave me the dubious distinction of being the first person of cabinet rank in the G8 group of countries to say so unequivocally. In the 1960s sometime, there was a flotilla of UFOs headed south that crossed into NATO territory in Europe. And the commander-in-chief of Supreme Allied headquarters in Europe was naturally very shaken. Fortunately, or maybe divine providence, before the panic button was pushed, the flotilla turned around and headed back north. Obviously, they thought maybe they were Russian and they were very concerned about it. Anyway, investigation was launched into this whole subject, and the document was prepared, which concluded that at least four species have been visiting Earth for thousands of years. And this is my own view at this stage as well. Things that we've talked about that I'd like to refer to, and one was that we were referring to them as they until this morning when the Bolton Powell, which was the first one, actually named three different species. I don't think we can any more refer to them as they because they're not an amorphous mass. They are different species and consequently may have different agendas. I don't think we can say that they all have the same agenda any more than we could say that the United States, China, and Russia have the same agenda. Our real interests may be very similar, but as of now, our perceived interests are still quite lost on our part. One more observation before I begin what I want to say, and that is that we spent quite a bit of time talking about six-year-old cadavers. And I was glad to have a friend this morning say that there are live ETs on Earth at this present time.
Isn't that powerful? Let me tell you something. I need 100 people to write me this book. They said I'd love an offer of $50 or more. Let God use you this week for His glory. Let us beautify the house of God together. I am excited about the house of God. to fall in love with dudes. At least 100 of you listening now. Write Vincent $50 or more this week for the ministry itself, for the work of God, for the beautification of the house of God. And when you send something for God's house, God.
Motherfucker.